Luna enters Capricorn. Today is a good museum day. Welcome to episode 4 in season 6 of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Thursday, June 24th, 2021.
Ciao!
Cancer Venus in her biquintile to Piscean Jupiter, quintile to Taurian Uranus, and trine to Piscean Neptune exactly opposes Capricorn Pluto in his sextile to Neptune at 12:39 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, and then exactly biquintiles Jupiter in his quintile to Uranus and trine to Cancer Sol at 1:38 a.m. Ooh! Money is no object today. It looks like you can go out and spend whatever on your heart's desire, as long as it's something you really do love. There's only one extra caveat. It's gotta be a genuine work of art. You'll know that to be the case when you check in with your heart and find that the piece in question mirrors who you really feel yourself to be. In other words, it mirrors your soul. Happy shopping! Sagittarian Luna squares Neptune at 3:09 a.m. and goes void, of course, for 10 hours and 56 minutes. There is, of course, one caveat. You have to be able to afford said work of art. Now, the best way around this that I know is to go shopping in a museum. You can be sure to find a piece that mirrors your soul somewhere in the museum. And once you find it, ta-da, you own it. Not literally, of course, metaphorically, which is a way more valuable and economic means to the same end. Bonus points if you can find a postcard of the work in the museum store. Aquarian Saturn in his square to Uranus exactly sextiles Aries Chiron at 5:30 a.m. Hey, if you want or need buying advice, you can find plenty of it in my art podcast, Christo.art. And give this particular episode a try. I'll leave a link in the transcripts. Luna reaches a quincunx to Venus at 8:28 a.m. Okay, so art, that's a tough thing to write about. I like what Jerry Saltz had to say about it. I'll leave another link. Luna enters Capricorn at 2:05 p.m. and biquintiles Leo Mars in his sextile to the Gemini Dragon's Head at 5:28 p.m. There's no question that seeing art is actually a matter of seeing yourself. It's something that this moment of the zeitgeist certainly supports. Luna sextiles Jupiter at 5:33 p.m. Oh, goodness. Now that my favorite local museum has liberated itself from restrictions, I think a new visit and a new episode of Christo.art is in order. This moment of the zeitgeist is offering you the same option, at least of going to find yourself, if not podcasting about it. Luna opposes Sol at 7:40 p.m. Aha! The full moon in Capricorn. For me, this is the full moon of practical intuition. Expect to be able to know best how to husband your available resources to best effect. Meaning, of course, husband as a verb. Husband as in the practice of husbandry. I'll leave another link. So I promised yesterday that I would update you on my new podcast proposal to read fairy tales once a week. The book of fairy tales that I'm interested in actually has 52 tales. So maybe instead of weekly tales, I'll have shorter bi-weekly episodes over the course of a year. That is still to be determined. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.